Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're continuing our look at the five companies chosen to produce pilot projects to support the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. The National Institute of Standards and Technology awarded the companies more than $9 million in grant money to pilot identity solutions for strengthening confidence and security in online transactions and giving users more control over the sharing of personal information. Today, we're talking about the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, based in Arlington, Virginia. Jeff Slagle is Director of Identity Management for AMVA.
They're an association whose primary members or principal members are the DMVs and the state and provincial law enforcement agencies in both the U.S. and Canada. A big focus for us is those things that touch and relate to highway safety. AMVA has that as its sort of primary mission, and then quite a number of projects that touch on activities in the federal space with the U.S. Department of Transportation and some of its nested agencies, such as the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and NHTSA. And then, of course, we do work with other government entities, probably most notably the Department of Homeland Security, over the last 7 or so years since our members have been responding to legislative action like the Real ID Act.
One thing that is crucial for AMVA is knowing that the people they're dealing with are who they claim to be. Despite the high number of law-abiding citizens, Slagle says there's no shortage of people who will try to obtain a driver's license or passport fraudulently. That's what piqued their interest in the NSTIC pilot program.
There was an initiative that was actually started out inside of ANSI, the American National Standards Institute, which really was sort of a workshop that was looking at this question of, is there something that we can be doing better in trying to figure out if people are really who they claim to be? Right now, by and large, for more important transactions, people are required to go in person to their local DMV, what have you. And I know that it's desirable to try to make a way for some of those what have been in-person transactions to actually be things that could be done online. But before that can happen, the current system is something that would need to be changed in a way that would yield greater confidence that when you're now going to conduct this transaction online, that the person that you're dealing with is, again, who you believe them to be and who they're claiming to be. So that's the gist of how we learned about NSTIC.
AMVA will receive $1.62 million to lead private and government partners in the Cross-Sector Digital Identity Initiative. Their work will focus on the verification of information about an individual, thereby enhancing privacy and reducing the risk of fraud in online commerce.
One of the things that our pilot takes up is the idea of how do you go about doing what you're doing with this information and do it so that the information is protected at every point. And then also there is the issue of once a person has been through some kind of a vetting or some kind of a verification process, that you allow them to go ahead and enroll in something that is going to act as or serve as a binder. And that's really where our biometric partner that was part of our proposal comes in. The thinking is, and sort of the theory here, is that now not only do you have someone that has a credential that you can have better confidence in because of the vetting process that they've been through, but now they actually have some kind of biometric that binds them to that credential so that when people come into contact in the future with that individual, they would be able to be authenticated. It's not a minor thing that to date, most people, when they ask for ID, get presented something and they can't do anything with it beyond just interact with the document. You know, we're talking about trying to deal with that identity scenario, but to do it virtually, to do it online. Right now, unless you're law enforcement, most people have not really been able to do what I'm describing in just verifying the most basic information when it comes to, you know, what is being carried on someone's driver's license. And so this particular project is going to assist in the work that's headed in that direction so that that becomes a capability that people are able to use.
Slagle is quick to add that this is all voluntary. He says it's an option people can plug into.
It's to their advantage if they are to participate, because it ends up unlocking and affording them certain capabilities or certain benefits that they otherwise wouldn't necessarily be able to take advantage of.
Jeff Slagle is Director of Identity Management for AMVA. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.